Sunday during church, my phone started to buzz like crazy with media reports President Joe Biden would not run for re-election, a decision I believe showed his integrity, patriotism, and love for this country over his political aspirations. As part of his announcement, he endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris as the nominee. Quickly, I started to feel the same inspiration and excitement I felt in November of 2008 when this country was on the verge of making history by electing Barack Obama as the first African-American president of the United States, a day I knew was possible but wasn't sure I would see. As an African-American father of three, two of which are girls, the possibility of Kamala Harris being president reinforced everything I've been telling my daughters since they were young. There is no ceiling to what they can do, including ascending to the highest office in this country. They would have to get quality educations, read, research, learn, and get all the transformative experience they can. I told them they would encounter racism and sexism along the way. Those struggles wouldn't be excuses to quit, but reasons to work and fight harder. This country can make good history again, not only to elect the first woman president, but first woman of color as president, a highly educated woman with judicial and political experience as the vice president, as a U.S. senator, and as the attorney general of California. As a nation, we have the opportunity to prove the content of a person's character, intelligence, ability, and demeanor is more important than gender, ethnicity, and social economic status. I'm Joe Mitchell, and this is my perspective.